Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
It is with great joy that I not only welcome you to this hour, but I want you to know that we've got a new radio affiliate to welcome. The station is WQYK-FM 99.5 in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. So that's kind of cool. Welcome all y'all. We're glad you're with us. And for all of you listening in that same region on WHFS AM 1010 on the radio dial, hi to you too. We love you good. And a little bit south of you, on WJBX AM 770 down in Naples and the southern part of Sarasota. We get the northern part of Sarasota from WQYK and WHFS, the FM and AM stations. Beautiful. That's lovely. And that's just the west coast of Florida. So I can't leave everybody else out, can I? So hi, WNN, AM, and FM, and WIXC up there in Melbourne and crisscrossing across the state of Florida, back and forth over Orlando and that whole middle of the state. And those of you, because of the glory of airwaves, who are listening to us in the Bahamas, don't I love that? Every now and then I get an email from somebody telling me that they were changing for dinner somewhere in Nassau or Grand Bahama Island, and they had the radio on in their room, and there I was keeping them company. They didn't have to miss a beat. They didn't even have to miss a week. But you know, if you're, you know, you do miss every show, we aim for Wednesday. Sometimes we get lucky and it's done earlier, and in some cases things happen, like a holiday like last week, and the archived audio goes up a little later. But in the week following the broadcasts of Travelers 411 and Travel with Stephanie Abrams, and Travelers 411 heard over many of these same stations, we will archive in the show notes with links to the guests that we visit with. And at travelers411.com, you'll find the podcast of every show downloadable for a year, where the archive is forever. And be sure to click on directory, because we make a directory for every guest. And when you go to the directory page at travelers411.com, you can choose to search for any destination or brand or person that we've spoken with, either by the newest interviews that we've broadcast or by alphabetically. And once you just click on one of those letters, you'll get the index of directories alphabetically. It's very cool. And make sure you go to member photos at travelers411.com, and you can see what our guests have uploaded, especially if it's a place we've never been to or we haven't been to in a long time. They'll create a directory that helps expand your understanding of what we're talking about. So I also want to say hello to Joe and Donna from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I met Joe and Donna in the travel guide aisle of Barnes & Noble in Pittsfield a couple weeks ago. Nice people. I hope I bump into them again. I really enjoyed our chat. They were getting a book on Kauai in Hawaii. And I was just once again browsing through some of the travel guides on Ireland, because any minute now, I will be uploading my manuscript for my first travel guide, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland, to my publisher. So hopefully that'll be out and available to all of you traveling to Ireland very soon. And I'm always knocked out by when I pick up travel guides to Ireland. I'm convinced that most of the people whose names appear in the book have never been to the places they're talking about, or they couldn't, A, say the things they say, B, put in the places they put in, and C, leave out the places that they ought to have put in and didn't. And that's what compelled me to write this book, because I was so sick of looking at and people showing me travel guides. Oh, for God's sake, one of the biggest names in travel guides, one of the first of the travel guide people, whose name I will leave out so we don't have to discuss it, somebody gave me the 2015 edition of their Ireland travel guide last year in 2016. It was left behind in a hotel room, and the hotelier gave it to me when I checked in. And I stayed up all night reading the thing and folding down pages. I must have folded down 40% of the pages in that book that had an error on it. And the one that stands out in my mind, one day I'm going to bring the book in the studio and just go through when we do something on Ireland and tell you about all the places that are messed up in this book. They have Castle Leslie in County Monaghan listed as a place in Northern Ireland. It's got to come as a big shock to the people of the Republic of Ireland to find out that County Monaghan is now in Northern Ireland. That's like Portland, Oregon is now in Seattle. Honest to goodness. Well, we're going to go off someplace really fun this hour, and I want you to maybe put on your life jacket, maybe put on some a water repellent jacket, because you might get wet during the course of this conversation, because I'm taking you off to visit the Maid of the Mist at Niagara Falls. We'll be right back, because we're going to do it right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The BSO's Tanglewood Family Concert, Saturday afternoon, July 22nd at 1:30 p.m. at Seiji Ozawa Hall, provides an engaging chamber concert experience, especially for children ages 3 to 8 and their families. Pre-concert activities begin at 11:30. Get tickets at tanglewood.org.
I've got Kevin Keenan, now there's an Irish name, on the line with me. He is the spokesman for Maid of the Mist. You know, people, going to Niagara Falls is like going to a candy store. The worst thing you want to do is come up to a candy store or a bakery window and stand there with your tongue hanging out looking at the things that are inside. If you're going to go to Niagara Falls, do not stand there and watch the Maid of the Mist with other people on it sailing about in that vicinity of the falls. You absolutely, and not only have to do that, you have to do every attraction that's available to you, because otherwise it's like being on the wrong side of the window at the pastry shop or the candy store. So where are your folks from, Kevin? What part of Ireland?
I got to tell you, Stephanie, I don't think I could have said it any better than you did. That's fabulous. But County Cork is where the Keenans hail from.
Do you know what town?
I do not, because we've been over here for many, many generations. But what's your favorite spot in Ireland?
Spittle.
Spittle, where's that?
It's about 5 miles from Salt Hill, which is a suburban area of, although there are hotels there, the Galway Bay Hotel is in Salt Hill. Salt Hill is like a 20-minute walk from downtown Galway town. And okay. Spittle is about 5 miles up the road a piece on your way to Connemara, and it's right on the water, and it's the cutest little town, and I just want a wee little cottage. You know, I there's also three castles I'd like to have, Kevin. So, you know, I figure, you know, I'm going to live in the wee little cottage on the weekend, and I'm going to live in the castles, and I'm just going to, like the kings used to do, only not because we urinate everywhere and it smells as you know, that's why all the kings needed multiple castles, because when the place was just odoriferous, they'd have to move on to another castle because it was just intolerable. But no, I want a castle that's, you know, modern and plumbing and whatever, but there are a few that I've got in mind.
Well, I'm in that neighborhood. I like the Aran Islands. That would be
gorgeous
go-to spot to retire to.
Oh, gorgeous. Do you speak Irish?
I do not, no.
Well, start learning now. I have three discs, and it's so hard because I have a tough time understanding what they say on these CDs. But the Irish Independent and the Irish Times, the two major Republic of Ireland newspapers, they do all kinds of inserts of things to get people to buy the weekend papers. And on a couple of different occasions, one and the other have included CDs of somebody teaching Irish. So I have one disc that's a woman, and I have two discs from another time when the other paper did it of a man. And I'm, you know, they sit on my desk, actually. They're right in front of me, staring at me every minute I'm at my desk, as a reminder that I haven't sat down to learn Irish yet. But I'm going to do it and surprise everybody. If you want to live on the Aran Islands, they are Irish speakers. You have got to learn at least, you know, a working language. And there's a TV station, RANG? I forget the call letters, in Ireland. It's all in Irish, and there is nothing funnier than seeing Sesame Street and Bob SquarePants Bob or SpongeBob or whatever his name is speaking Irish. It's hilarious. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back, and during the commercial break, you and I will talk all things Ireland, and we'll come back and talk all things Maid of the Mist in Niagara Falls, New York. Don't leave me, people. We'll be right back.
Let's go again to Niagara.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, so I got an Irishman on the line with me, at least an Irish descendant. His name is Kevin Keenan. And he is the spokesman for Maid of the Mist, a marvelous attraction at Niagara Falls. Now, the office where you would go to get your ticket and whatever, if you didn't do everything online at maidofthemist.com, it's on the New York side of the falls, yes?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Maid of the Mist operates out of Niagara Falls, New York, USA. And we are based on what's called the Lower Niagara River. The Niagara River originates at Buffalo, and Lake Erie feeds into the Niagara River. It flows down over the falls into what's called the Maid of the Mist Pool, and then our landing is probably less than half a mile from the falls. So you buy your tickets right in Niagara Falls State Park, and you go out on what's called the observation deck, which gives you a great panoramic view of both the American Falls and the Canadian Falls, the Canadian skyline, and then you take an elevator 200 feet down, and you board the latest iterations of Maid of the Mist, Maid of the Mist 6, or Maid of the Mist 7.
Well, a whole bunch of years ago, we had a darling, wonderful, I will never forget her, au pair, teenager, she was 17, from France. Maybe she was 18. Christelle Labassor. I was so happy to have her because I was perfecting my French, and it was great to have a live-in French person in my house for about 3 months between June and September when she was out of school. So she came to be with us. And we took Christelle to as many American places as we could get her to as part of her visit with us. And so we went to Washington, D.C., and I can't remember where all else. But of all the places we went, and everyone was worth a visit, when we left the Maid of the Mist with Christelle and my two children and my husband, she looked at the four of us and said, "I will never forget this day." And I knew she wouldn't, and that's why we had to do this. And we made a stop at Watkins Glen. We drove from New York City, or actually from Long Island, up to Niagara Falls. And so it's not like, there's nothing along the way, but an easy access. And we're going to be coming up to visit in August, because I've been talking with people about Niagara Falls as a region to visit. With a number of people recently, and when it finally hit the bingo moment when I said, we really need to go up there. So we're going to do it the easy way, and we're going to hop Amtrak.
And
for us, that means going out of Albany, but you can pick up Amtrak anywhere along that northern New York corridor route, and head up to Niagara Falls with Amtrak, which adds to the adventure. So
yeah, it sure does. It's like driving through America's backyard.
Isn't it? It's wonderful.
They've got a brand new, a beautiful brand new Amtrak station in Niagara Falls. And Maid of the Mist and the Falls are a 5-minute drive from there. So we certainly look forward to seeing you here. And we call Maid of the Mist a monumental experience because it's really like none other. Once you get on board one of these Maid of the Mist vessels, you're given a blue poncho. And that's part of the whole experience.
With good reason.
Get soaked.
Yes, with good reason.
Because you get... and a lot of it depends on the wind, Stephanie. It depends on what direction the wind is blowing over Niagara Falls and what direction the mist is going. But it is, and the mist comes off both falls because we've got the American Falls, which are known as the Bridal Veil Falls. And then there's a spit of land, and then you have the Horseshoe Falls, and those are the Canadian Falls. The Horseshoe Falls are a bit higher than the American Falls, but each one is a different experience. And when you get to the base of the Horseshoe Falls, the captains put the boat basically in neutral, and it's like being in a maelstrom, and you're right at the base of the falls, and you can just feel that thunder of the mighty Niagara coming over the falls, and it's
wonderful.
It's an experience like no other.
You don't need to put on moisturizer that day.
Not that day. No, you don't.
it is, you know, there are life-altering events. Yeah, life-altering experiences in travel. And for me, being on the Maid of the Mist was one of them. I'll tell you another. Hugging and feeding from a baby bottle and kissing on its nose a 10-day-old white Bengal tiger. And I went to Mexico. You know, I interviewed 20 people, and it all was wonderful. I've been to Mexico a million times, didn't feel particularly motivated to get up and go. But when Jesus Carmona from the El Tigre Golf Club told me that when baby tigers are born on the golf course in these habitats that they have around where the golfers are golfing, sometimes the mom rejects the mother rejects the baby because she didn't want to be a mom or because the baby's ill or something. And he'll go in and scoop up, can you believe that? Go mess with a woman that just gave birth. I don't know about that. But the last one that he went and grabbed out was an hour old, and she was about to eat it. So he went in and grabbed the little boy tiger and the little girl tiger and took them to his house, and he would raise them till they're 5 to 8 months old. And I said, if I come to Mexico, will you let me hug it? And he said, sure. I said, that was it. That was the bingo moment. And I have to tell you, I'm hoping that I have listeners having a bingo moment right now who think that going to the falls is some romantic, idyllic, you go, you see it, you say, ah, water. Okay, enough of that. What do we do now? And the point is, that will be your experience if you don't do everything that's there. And there are so many wonderful things to do while you're there that really bring you up close and personal with the falls safely. And one of them is Maid of the Mist. And you know what a coward I am. You know, I'm the biggest chicken on the face of the earth. If I think I'm in danger, I'm not doing it because I like living. So, but we had, and every time we have international visitors, we drag them off to Niagara Falls. I mean, you know, and we have to do Maid of the Mist. So,
well, one of the things you can do when you're here and when you're coming to Niagara Falls is you can buy what's called a Discovery Pass, and
that's new.
It's good for 5 different attractions.
When did they start that? Because they didn't used to have that.
I'm not sure. I mean, it's been around for a while, but you can do Maid of the Mist. You can do Cave of the Winds, which allows you to literally go behind Niagara Falls.
Yeah, you want to talk about getting wet.
You can see, yep.
They dress so you up with Wellington boots.
Well, they actually give you, they give you sandals that you can keep. So they do give you sandals and a yellow poncho. You can see Niagara, which is a movie about Niagara. You can visit the Niagara Gorge Discovery Center. And what's cool about that is there is an elevator shaft at the top of the gorge there, and you can look down and see where the Maid of the Mist is moored at night. And this was an area that was part of what was called the Sholkoff Power Plant, which collapsed in the 1950s, and it lay dormant until 2013 when Maid of the Mist, with the help of New York State, reclaimed that property and built the dry dock and maintenance facility. People can take the elevator down. They can go fishing down there. There are hiking trails. It's really a very neat place. And the other access you have with your Niagara Discovery Pass is the Niagara Aquarium, which is right across the street from the Niagara Gorge Discovery Center. That's a great value.
Hold that thought. And just a special shout out to Governor Cuomo, who, you know, I hear all kinds of political this and that about Governor Cuomo, but from the travel industry, let me tell you, I love this man. He understands the value of tourism, stands behind it, puts the state's money where his mouth is to make it available to make all the wonderful tourism features that are in the I Love New York domain come to life and stay alive, and bless his heart. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Don't leave.
Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Water. You rely on it daily, but what do you really know about it? There is so much more to H2O than you realize. Did you know that tap water provides us with a low-cost way to stay hydrated, public health and fire protection, and nearly every product that we use every day? The more you know about your H2O, the more there is to love. To learn more, visit drinktap.org. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is, if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Kevin Keenan. Kevin is spokesman for Maid of the Mist, a wonderful boating experience that takes you up close and personal to both the American Falls and the Canadian Falls. And that's really, if you don't do that, you really... you don't have a full feeling or understanding of both the beauty and the power of the falls. It's an exciting adventure, and every time we've ever gone to Niagara Falls, we have, except when I was a child, gone on Maid of the Mist.
And so you know that every ride is different then, too, don't you?
Well, of course.
Every experience is different.
It would have to be with the weather, with the climate, with the day, with the whatever. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, when I was... an elementary and junior high school student, and my mother and stepfather were very much into travel and travel experiences. We would go wonderful places, but when we get there, we would do nothing. We would just look. And, you know, there's the candy through the window, but you're not getting any. It's like, what do we come all this distance for if we're not going to go out on the boat? And I think it was a last-minute economy move when my stepfather realized, you know, every night there's a hotel and there's dinners and breakfasts and this and that. But there was a budget. We had money. There was no reason we couldn't have done these things other than suddenly he'd get very tight. And so, I throw this out to you people. You cannot just go and look over the edge. You have to go and experience these other things. And you will come home, I promise you, having fulfilled my mission in why I do all the things I do and why I pick the things we talk about, you will come home enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you are a better person because of the experience you just had. And, you know, when you stand on the sidelines and just watch, yeah, you'll get something out of it, but it won't be the same as getting on the Maid of the Mist and going to the Cave of the Winds and doing all the other things there are to do. Now, you talked about the Niagara Gorge Discovery Center. I don't know a thing about that.
Mm-hmm.
When did that open?
It's been open for quite a while. It's an educational center, so you can go in there and you can learn about the history of Niagara Falls. The history is really quite extensive in this part of New York State. And it's, you can learn about the people who, you know, the early settlers and as things evolved, and you can learn about the power project, because this is a huge generator of electricity, Niagara Falls and the Niagara Power Project. So there's lots to see and do there.
Let me ask you a very technical question, having nothing to do with mechanics, having only to do with travel. Don't get nervous, Kevin. You just joined us. We're talking with Kevin Keenan, whose family apparently is from Cork originally. We're going to learn more about that, and you got to go digging in your ancestry, sir. But in any event, when you go to the Maid of the Mist, the office where you get your tickets, and you can buy tickets online and already be ready to rock and roll. Okay, so now you arrive. because you're in New York and you're getting on the boat in New York, you don't need a passport. But in theory, do you ever sit in Canadian waters, and would that mean you'd need a passport, even though you're going back to get off in New York?
The first answer is yes, you do go into Canadian waters while you're on Maid of the Mist. And the second answer is no, you do not need a passport because you are not formally entering Canada. You're in the waters there, but you're still disembarking back on the U.S. side of the border. So there's an agreement between the United States and Canada that allows the travel, because the border between these two nations goes right down the middle of the river.
Right.
So it would be impossible to police that sort of thing. But as long as you're not getting off the boat, you're fine.
You're lucky they're nice neighbors, because in other countries, they would make you crazy. It's like your local zoning board. They will make you nuts just because they can.
Yep.
No other reason.
It's the longest undefended border in the world.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But if you are planning to come to Niagara Falls, USA, and think you want to go to Canada, you do need your passport.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
People should have them anyway.
Right,
more
nice.
And more, we really have to thank the cruise industry, because more and more people have been forced into getting passports because they want to do a Caribbean cruise.
Right.
And, you know, it's a good, 18 years ago, I'm going to say, that somebody decided that, the birth certificate with the raised seal and a picture ID that's official, federal or from the motor vehicles or whatever, wasn't going to cut it.
Yep.
So there are lots more people that have passports because they've taken a cruise, but most of them have never really gotten outside the U.S. other than maybe, going to Mexico or...
Right. And New York State offers what's called an enhanced driver's license, and that allows you to get into Canada and back to the U.S. It serves the same purpose as a passport. So
the driving card?
I live in the city of Buffalo, which is just across the Niagara River from Fort Erie, Ontario. So if I want to make a run over to Fort Erie for something, I don't have to go home and get my passport. I just use my enhanced driver's license.
Yeah, it's a driving card. I don't recommend... That's great for people that live near the border.
Yeah.
Because, maybe the place you want to, especially shopping in Canadian dollars, you save about...
Yep.
I don't know what the difference is today, but it was running about 10%. You go look it up, people, what the conversion rate is. And there was a point years ago, it was like a 40% difference. And then if you bought anything, you got 15 to 17% back in the tax that they removed.
Right. Yeah, the GST.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I bought all my kids back-to-school clothes up there. And you saved a fortune. I think I spent about $50 on my son's clothes, and I got about $3,000 worth of clothes because they were running 50% off sales, and then it was 40% off on the conversion rate, and then it was 17% off in the taxes. And by the time I was done, a $125 sweater was costing me $25. It was just ridiculous. But the driving card works. Been people, often run back and forth across that border.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're
a lot of people here have summer homes in Canada, so it's just it makes it a lot easier when you're going across the border.
Yeah, but if you're thinking about going into Canada as part of your holiday, I highly recommend you get a passport because it's only good for driving in your car. And I actually know people who have taken their car into Canada, had a mishap with the car, or the car gave up the ghost, and now they had no vehicle to drive home in. So they either were going to have to take the train, a bus, or an airplane. And in any of those cases, that driving card does not cut it. You need a passport. So now all of a sudden, you got to find a U.S. embassy and, get yourself down there and start dealing with getting a passport while you're out of the country. That's not convenient. So you're much better off getting the passport and traveling with it. But there's so much on the New York side of the falls that, and especially if you get, up close and personal in Maid of the Mist, and Cave of the Winds is on the New York side.
Yeah.
So
everything I talk to you about is on the American side.
Yeah, so
there's really no need to go to the Canadian side. You've got all the experiences on the American side.
Well, not only that, it used to be you needed to go to the Canadian side if you wanted to gamble because they had a casino hotel. But now there's a casino hotel on the New York side. How about that?
Correct. Yep.
So that's my story on that. So you also mentioned this film, Niagara. Where is that shown?
It's in the Visitor Center right in Niagara Falls State Park.
How long is it?
I think it's about 40 minutes.
And what do you see in the film? Is it then like an IMAX film?
It goes back and shows some of the recreations of some of the daredevils and the like that have gone over
the
falls and the history of the falls.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to have a little bit of time when we come back that I'd like you to, firstly, you know, tell us anything that we missed out on as it relates to Maid of the Mist. And then also, if you had friends coming in who had never been to Niagara Falls, how would you plan their day for them or their visit for them? And we're going to do all that right after these important messages. So pay attention, people. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Kevin Keenan during the commercial break. As long as you listen to the commercials, I'm going to allow you to go to madeofthemist.com. And it's M-A-I-D, people. Not fabricated from the mist. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Join Stephanie Abrams in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at 6 p.m. at the amazing Northshire Bookstore for an interactive experience about her novel, Rumors. You can even take Amtrak to the Saratoga Springs train station and hotfoot it to 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York. You'll find an invitation at Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and at northshire.com.
Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Sit down!
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Kevin Keenan. I think the next time I go to Ireland, I'm going to take him with me, and we're going to go do some research on site there and find the rest of the Keenan family. Is your mom's side Irish, too?
She is. Yes, they were.
Do you know where they were from? Do you know where they were from? What was her maiden name?
To be quite honest with you, I mean, our family was came over back in the 1800s, and yeah. We just never, and some of my family now is a little more into the genealogy, but that's just not something that we were into.
You know, I have to tell you, the records are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
If your people were from Cork, they probably left from what was then called Queenstown, but when they got rid of the Brits, they changed it to Cove, spelled like Siobhan. The V is B-H, C-O-B-H. Yep. And there's a wonderful heritage center there that you got to go and visit. But there are records galore. The churches have records. The companies that ran the boats have records that have wound up in wherever they're archived. And there are tons of people. I have a very good friend whose family is from Cork. David Butler, his family owns Carrageen Castle. Just north of Cork City, a gorgeous place. And it's been the family since the early 1900s. And he actually is very much involved in setting up genealogical centers. He did it at the University of Limerick. He teaches at the University of Cork as well. And if you want some help in digging out the stories, the churches kept amazing records too. I mean, so you want to know stuff? The information is on the other side of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And they've kind of hooked up with Ellis Island. And so there's some, you know, who left and who actually made it in, because far too many
right.
people died on the way. But when you're ready to go, please contact me, Kevin. I want to plan your trip. I want to plan your trip for you. And then I may show up and say hi in places, introduce myself as Malachi McLaughlin Leprechaun. I want to talk about the experience on the Maid of the Mist itself. How many people go out on at full occupancy?
The boats hold 600 people. That's their capacity. But very rarely are we going to have 600 people on one of the voyages, because that would just be a little too close for everybody. So typically, you know, when things are really active, you probably have 450 on board, but you've got two levels. So there are two levels, and the better viewpoints are on the top level and obviously on the up towards the bow of the boat.
They didn't used to be. I went on a much smaller boat the last time.
You probably did. Yep. These the latest two are the biggest in the history of the fleet.
Wow. Wow. I've gone on cruise ships that held fewer people.
Mm-hmm.
Costa Cruise Lines used to have the Daphne and the Danai.
Yeah.
And they held, at capacity, 450 people. These were cruise ships.
Yeah. I went on a barefoot cruise. There were 45 people on board. So.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Yeah. Oh, I'll say.
So how long are you actually out roaming around in the mist of Niagara Falls on the Maid of the Mist?
It's about 30 minutes. The boat leaves. And very quickly, you are at the base of the American Falls, the Horseshoe Falls, and the boat's in a holding pattern until the boat that's at the base of the falls leaves. And then you slowly make your way up the river to the base of the Canadian Falls, the Horseshoe Falls. And there you really kind of pivot for about 5 to 7 minutes.
And okay, I got to stop
you. Allows
you
to get some great photos and just get your face wet and really experience the power of Niagara Falls.
I got to stop you a minute because you said Horseshoe Falls twice. So
yes, I meant the Bridal Veil Falls.
The Bridal Veil.
The American, and then the Horseshoe Falls are the Canadian. So.
Okay, so when I get on a merry-go-round and I go around once, one trip, and it comes to the end, and it slows down, and you're supposed to get off, and other people are supposed to get on, and I don't want to get off. Most of the time, I convince them not to make me get off.
Uh-huh.
So if I want to get on your boat and stay on twice, can I do that?
I would make an exception for you.
But if you had somebody who went out for the 30 minutes and wanted to do it again, is there a mechanism for them to buy another ticket and get on and do another ride?
Well, I mean, typically you would have to go back up to the ticket office and get another ticket.
Got it. Okay.
So it's just, in a sense, think about taking a roller coaster ride at an amusement park. You got to get back in line. It's not fair to the other people that are behind you.
See, not if you went out with my cousin Franny. Because my cousin Franny was always gorgeous. She still is. But when she was a teenager, she was a knockout. And she took me, and I was about 10. She was about, she's 5 years older than I am, so she was 15. And we got on the Ferris wheel. And I didn't want to be on the Ferris wheel. And I wasn't crazy about, I hated it, actually. And I hated the height, and the guy was flirting with her, thought it was cute. We'd get to the top, and he'd stop it. And we'd be sitting at the top of the, I couldn't wait to get off. And when we got all the way around, and it was slowing down, letting people off, when it got to us, he let it go right by.
There you go.
And didn't unload us. We must have been on three times. I thought I was going to kill her, even though I still love her. But, yeah, you know, sometimes if you're cute, you can get away with stuff. But, yeah, I do understand what you're trying to say there.
Yeah.
So if you were planning the perfect day for somebody or two, if you couldn't cram it all into a day, what would you set up for people that had never been to Niagara Falls before to do?
Well, I think the first thing that I would do is go to Niagara Falls State Park. And it doesn't cost anything to get into the park. It's a state park that has
stepfather would have loved that. Go ahead.
So when you're going through the park, you can walk along the end of the Upper Niagara River. So you can see where the river turns into the rapids. And that's a really cool sight.
Yeah, I've done that.
And then you can go over to what's called Goat Island. And Goat Island is in between the Horseshoe Falls and the Bridal Veil Falls. And it's another great perspective on the falls. So you do that. And then you can go right to the brink of the falls. And I find that really mesmerizing, just to be there and to watch that water as it flows over the falls and goes down the falls. So at this point, then, and get your ticket. Go out on the observation deck, get great photos, great family photos, and then take the elevator down and take a ride on Maid of the Mist. Then when you get off the Maid, you can walk up along the falls. There's a stone stairway that takes you right up to the falls. It's just incredible that you think that in that lower part of the gorge you can get to the fall and get that close. And that's just a spectacular view of Niagara Falls. So you finish your Maid of the Mist tour, then what you can do, there's a trolley that goes through the parks. You can take the trolley ride. That'll take you up to the Discovery Center. And also, you can walk across the street then to the Niagara Aquarium. I'd encourage people to, you know, do the Cave of the Winds, as we mentioned, that takes you behind Niagara Falls. And there's actually a deck that they build every year. And when they're building these decks, Stephanie, the water is just cascading down on the workers.
Oh, wow.
So that's quite a sight to watch them build that. And that.
Well, we need to go right now because we're out of time. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.